Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. And before we get into this episode, I wanted to do a little PSA and remind you that I put out multiple shows a week of Old Time Radio Westerns. You can check them out by going to otrwesterns.com or looking up OTR Westerns on your podcast application of choice. We're releasing over 10 episodes a week so far, about 100 a month. So definitely want you to check that out. Again, otrwesterns.com and check it out. I also wanted to invite you to check out my sister podcast site, OT Netcast, and that's N-E-T-C-A-S-T. So OT N-E-T-C-A-S-T, Netcast, otnetcast.com. We're currently releasing mystery genre shows, and this is shows like The Shadow, Escape, Suspense, and The Whistler. And we have plans on bringing other shows to the network for you guys to listen to. So it's my non-Western old-time radio channel that I can kind of do other genres that not only I like, but hopefully you would like too. You can check us out by going to otnetcast.com or searching O-T-N-E-T-C-A-S-T on your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Grand Ole Opry. Original air date's November 12th, 1949. And we've got Red Foley and the Oak Ridge Quartet in the lead singing roles. Let's get into it.
It's Grand Ole Opry time!
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors! Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry!
With Rob Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Well, I broke a string, boys, so I'm going to have to do something here. Well, it slipped in the kitchen, and it slipped up the lid, and it slipped my pockets full of shortening bread. Stole the skillet, and it stole the lid. Stole the gal to make shortening bread. My mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. My mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. My mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. My mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Well, put on the skillet and I put on the lid. Mammy's going to make a little shortening bread. That ain't all that she going to do. She going to make a little coffee too. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Oh, three little babies lying in bed. Two were sick and the other most dead. I said, for the doctor, and the doctor said, give them babies some shortening bread. A mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. A mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. A mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. A mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening too. A
Thank you, man. Much obliged. Mr. Foley?
Yes, Rodney.
I'm so dead blame mad I could just bite off the butt end of a banana. I'm telling you the truth. I didn't have me no plans for this Saturday, so when I come in here tonight, I asked Wally Fowler what I could do with my weekend.
Rod, what did Wally say when you asked him what you could do with your weekend?
Well, Wally said, Rodney, the best thing you can do with your weekend is to put a hat on it. That just kills me. Yeah. Howdy, friend. It ain't so hot tonight, is it? Last week I learned all about friendship down there in Hornwall. Yes, sir, I learned that I ain't got an enemy in the world, but all my friends hate me. Who done that? It all started when my gal friend Susie come to see me. Susie come to see me there, and we had a little spat. We kind of get in a little argument there once in a while, and she says to me, she says, Rodney... She said, Rodney, I can't marry you, but I'll always be your friend. I'll be your friend till the end. I says, okay, friend, lend me $5. She says, this is the end. Of course, woman-like, Susie started sobbing there and got mad and started sobbing and crying a little dab, dab and half, two dab. She says, Rodney, how can you say such things about me when I have always told everybody that you are so sensible and level-headed? I said, Susie, you ain't never told nobody I'm level-headed. You always said I was flat-headed. That made her so mad she could eat a banana. She didn't dare say nothing because I'd have slept. I love that woman. Well, after we got through arguing there, we sort of made up, and we was a kissing there. We was, yeah, I kissed her. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I kissed her. I just love that woman. I tell you the truth, I love to kiss that woman. It's so much fun. I just love to kiss that woman. Well, we was a-kissing there when all of a sudden she rears back and she says, Rodney Brasfield, I could never marry you. You're too much of a caveman. And so I just throws out my chest and I says, Susie, do you mean I'm a big, strong he-man caveman? She says, no, I mean every time you kiss me, you cave, man.
Great feeling to say howdy to that famous Montgomery, Alabama singing personality, Hank Williams.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you wore out a brand new truck, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't do. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. And you gonna change your I'm gonna leave. Well, this ain't right, and that is wrong. You just keep nagging all the day long. Now you gotta stop, I don't mean please. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out every night. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. Every time you get mad, you pack your rags and you go home to Dad. You tell him lies he don't believe. And you gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do. Stop doing all them things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peace. You're gonna change or I'm gonna leave.
Now, friends, here's Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet showing us what is meant by real spiritual singing as they give us Joshua fit the battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle round Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle round Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Oh, the walls came tumbling down.
Came tumbling.
The walls came tumbling down.
Ain't too much around.
Joshua fit the battle round Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. You may talk about your man of Gideon, talk about your man of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. I'm telling you, Joshua fit the battle round Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Josh fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Oh, the walls came tumbling down.
Came tumbling.
The walls came tumbling down.
Ain't too much around.
Josh fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Well, the long brown sheep horn began to blow. The children began to shout. Oh, Joshua walked up to the wall, and he led his people out. I'm telling you, Josh fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Oh, Josh fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Oh, the walls came tumbling down.
Came tumbling down.
The walls came tumbling down.
Ain't too much around.
Josh fit the battle round Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. The walls came tumbling down.
Well, sir, the Foley family's having a little gathering tomorrow. It being Sunday, and folks are coming in from Berea, Kentucky, for a little get-together. I know there'll be fried chicken and a lot of good talk, and I know, too, that when the sun goes down, Aunt Lucy will go quietly over to the old organ, and that'll be the signal for a few wonderful old hymns. One of the first we'll be singing will be this one here called Cleanse Me.
Mother-in-law. Well, so while I was on that there bus, who do I see but that boy crazy, Messalina Moss. She's from Grinder Switch. Messalina. Messy for short. Well, sir, they call that girl the draft board in Grinder Switch. They call a draft board because she'll take any feller from 18 to 45. I'm sure glad I'm not boy crazy like that. Well, sir, though, seeing Messalina made me glad to have Hezzy. That there's my feller's Hezzy. Well, it is. That there's his name. That's why I call him that. The other night, Hezzy says to me, he says, Minnie Pearl, when I try to kiss you, I can't figure out why you always yell, stop. I says, what I can't figure out is why you always do. Well, I reckon y'all think all I think about is just kissing. That's right. Well, sir, I remember one time at a dance there at Grinder's Switch, I asked Hezzy if he'd like to set out the next set on the porch. And he got mad and said, if you don't like the way I dance, just say so. I don't know about that feller, did you? Well, sir, though, we had us a shower for Salina Beetle Bob the over in Grinder's Switch this week. And Prunella Peabody, the local spinster lady. She's the only spinster lady nearly about in Grinder's Switch. We got one more. Well, sir, Prunella was there, and she nearly knocked everybody into a conniption fit at that shower. She told us she's got 14 kids. We all forgot she had a goat farm.
Hey, Minnie Pearl.
Yes, Roger.
Did I ever tell you about that I used to run a goat farm?
A goat farm?
Yeah.
You had one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got wind of it.
You got wind of it. That's a good one, ain't it? Minnie, it's much easier to milk a goat than it is to milk a cow.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You see, in milking a goat, there's just two things you have to remember. First, you,
That's all right there. Never mind, Robin. What I want to know is how come you two bust into that shower last Tuesday?
Well, Flitter, Minnie, Shalina's husband, Uni, told me that Shalina was expecting a shower, so I come over with my umbrella.
Oh.
That was sure some hen party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I never heard so much cackling in my life. I'm telling you, I ain't heard so much cackling since Uncle Sipes' old rooster laid at their egg.
Now, Rodney, how can a rooster lay an egg?
Well, it ain't easy, Minnie. You know something? I heard them women talking, and I just had to laugh when I heard one of them say that gal said they didn't like to kiss a feller with whiskers.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they said that. They said when a gal makes up her mind to kiss a feller, they ain't going to beat around the bush.
Well, so some feller does crazy things. Now, Susie Smirch's feller took up for a ride in his car.
Susie Smirch's?
Yes. Smirch as I can stand right now. Just go ahead. And he mustn't have been keeping his mind on his driving because all of a sudden he turned into a ditch and throwed them both out on a bank.
Did it hurt them, Minnie?
Well, I guess Susie's fella must have been knocked silly because he grabbed hold of Susie and started kissing her.
He did?
Yeah.
Started kissing her?
Yeah.
Must have been delirious or something. Huh? He started kissing her, huh?
Yeah, and Susie says it seems to me it would have been a whole lot simpler if you'd just run out of gas.
One of the nation's leading folk singers, Little Jimmy Dickens.
Hello, Red.
Hi there, Tiger.
How you doing?
What do you brought along with us besides your guitar tonight?
Red, I'd like to do one of my latest recordings, a little thing here called Country Boy, if
Country
you don't mind.
Boy, that's the one we'd like to hear, boy.
All right, Red. Just a simple guy. There's one thing sure as shooting. I hate those folks who think that they're so dead burned highfalutin'. I'd be the same in Hollywood or right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad and scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Where I come from, opportunities, they never were too good. We never had much money, but we done the best we could. Ma doctored me from youngin'hood on Epsom sauce and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feed sacks, my spenders out of flour line. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. All right, I was bound to get a licking. She always saved two parts for me, but I had to shut my mouth. 'Twas a gizzard down the north end of a chicken flying south. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over my old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
Tell me what you want me to sing.
Well, please. I want you to sing that in there where you just beat the tar out of them mules. You know?
You mean mule train?
Oh! Yeah!
All right, you help me out, will you, Rob? I'll try. Come on, call it. Hit on it.
Ha! Get up there, right there!
Whoa, George! Get up there!
Mule train, ha! Get up there, ha! Mule train, ha! Ha! Ha!
Clearly clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop. Clibbity clop, clibbity 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 clibbity, clearly clopping along. There's a plug of chin tobacco for a miner in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, mule, get along.
Ah, get up there, Pete, get over there.
Okay.
Gee, Beck! Mule train! Ha! Here! Ha! Mule train! Get up there! Ha!
Clippity-clopping along the mountain train. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, mule. Get along.
Hold that! Come on, get up there! Get up there, you long-tailed rascal, you! Mule train! Ha! 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 Mule train! Ha! Ha! Ha!
Clearly popping on the hill and play. Clippity-clop, 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 clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. A pair of boots for some deal, diddle the order. Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Diddle along, diddle, get along, get along. Get along.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry. Is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.